If all of Congress and the White House don't get on the same page with a budget, we could see a partial government shutdown. The clock strikes midnight, and that happens. More than 800,000 federal employees around the nation would be impacted, including the many feds who live and work in the D.C. area. Let's take a close look at what we would see if this shutdown happens with Federal News Network's Tom Temin. And Tom, let's get started here, and let's talk about those who will have to report to duty regardless.
Well, a surprising number will report to duty. Air traffic controllers, TSA agents, anyone on the border doing law enforcement and police-type work, they'll all be there. They're a pretty much accepted employee. So most of the people that stay home, and the estimate is about 360,000, 370,000 people nationwide, which is a lot for a workforce of 2 million, but it's all the people in policy, planning, administration. People on the front lines will still go to work.
And what about those who will be staying home for the day?
They'll stay home. The question is whether they'll get paid or not. There is a new bill that's about to be introduced by two Virginia congressmen, Don Beyer and Rod Whitman, to get employees that are furloughed paid throughout this. Usually Congress waits till after the furlough is over, after the shutdown is over, and they have always paid people the back pay. This would keep the money flowing while people are on furlough.
And for government services, for people who may not work in the government, they may still notice this.
They might. I mean, the national parks typically close and federal office buildings will close. So if you need something, you know, in the State Department, passport-wise, you won't be able to go there or go to their offices. Airports will seem normal. They'll be all on the job. But yes, people will be able to need something from the federal government that's out of the ordinary, or the national parks will notice it.
And I know in past shutdowns, sometimes they've tried to make the parks accessible. Any word on whether that's something that could happen here?
No word yet. Agencies have been working on lots of plans, and they've been actually getting ready for this for a long time. But typically the parks close because it's really not an essential service, like, or a safety-related thing, more recreational. So, and I sometimes wonder if they want that impact, you know, kind of let the public know what's going on in a very tangible way.
And you mentioned agencies preparing. How do they prepare for this sort of thing? Is this something that's part of standard operating procedure?
It really has become standard operating procedure. OMB and the Office of Personnel Management, the White House, that is, and the Office of Personnel Management do have pretty detailed plans. They know that certain people have to be in, the computer systems have to be kept running. For example, Social Security checks still go out, or payments. It's mostly electronic payment. The IRS might come to a pretty screeching halt, and it's possible that if this drags on any appreciable time, if there is a shutdown, then the tax filing season could be delayed.
Now, with this starting on the weekend, does that lessen the blow, I guess, when it comes to the shutdown, with it being a Saturday and Sunday ahead?
Well, maybe a little bit. But again, if the parks close, then that's when people tend to go, mostly on the weekends. But I don't think it'll make that much difference. Might give the Senate time to fly back and see if they can reconcile with the House.
All right. Thanks so much. Federal News Network's Tom.